Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Nida, Daf Yod Tet Amud Aleph. About to take a look at the last Mishnah, Mishnah Zayin, in this, the second parak. We already saw it alluded to in the previous Sugya. Chamisha Damim Tmeim Bi'isha. There are five colors of Dam that render a woman Nida, which means not all emissions that could be blood-like would render her Nida. And that is Adom, red, Shachor, black, Karen Karkom, which is a kind of crocus, which really comes in a lot of different colors, but we're looking here at something that's a little bit on the orange side. Chmeme Adama, earth water, we'll see what that is in the next podcast. Uchemazug, like diluted wine, again, we will see that in the next podcast. But Shammai Omrim, Av Chmeme Tiltan, Uchemme Basar Tzali. But Shammai adds two more colors, and that is the waters of a certain kind of leek, known as a fenugreek, and like gravy or water from roasted meat. Vetilim taharin. Vetilim say those are tahor. We have to see what Vetilim is adding to Tanakama here. Hayarok, green. Akavim mahalam metame, v'chachamim metaharin. There's a dispute here. Amar Rabbi Meir, imeino metame mishum ketem, metame mishum mashke. So Rabbi Meir has a comment about the green, and says, if it's not metame as a ketem, at least it's metame as mashke, a very unclear statement we have to decipher. Rabbi Yosi omer lo kach ve lo kach. Neither one is neither ketem nor mashke, whatever is Rameir's lobbying for, Rabbi Yosi rejects. And now we take a look at the specific colors. Ezehu adom kedam hamakah. Now, when you say Kedam HaMakah, I think this is the last Mishnah, this is Mishnah Zion, previous part was Mishnah Vav. Kedam HaMakah means the blood of a wound. We have to see what kind of wound it is, and we're going to stop at this point because the rest of the Mishnah will only be explicated in the next year. We'll go back and take a look at it, at the specific definitions of the other colors. Okay, into the Gemara. Manalan Deika Dam Tahor B'Isha. Who says there's any such thing as Dam Tahor? Maybe any emission that's blood-like is tamei. Tumah kol dam da'ati mina tamei. So Amricham Bar Yosef Amar Yeshaya Amar Kra, from the pasuk that introduces the parsha of Beit Din HaGadol, which starts off with ki palim chadavan lishpat ben dam ledin ben neg dam ben dam ledam ben din ledin ben nega lenega. If something is too wondrous for you to tell between blood and blood, between one judgment and another, and between one nega and another, it's critical the nega. Now, how do we interpret ben dam ledam? Ben dam tahor ledam tamei. You need some help figuring out if it's dam tahor or dam tamei. So elamiata ben nega lenega. So the rest of the pasuk, what is it you're looking for ben nega lenega? Meaning, does that imply that one of those is okay and one of them is not? Or ben dam ledam may mean, what's the application of this dam? What's the application of that dam? What's the application of this nega? What's the application of that nega? Now, hachinam nega tamei lenega tahor, but there is no such thing as a nega tahor. Once it's a nega, it's a nega. Chitei machinam nega tahor miika. There is no such thing. So therefore, maybe there is no such thing as dam tahor. Vechitei makulo afach levan tahor hu. But that's not true, because if somebody has a nega, a white spot on their body, and then it spreads and their entire body becomes white, they're tahor. So the answer is oh bohak mikri. That's not called a nega. That's called a bohak. It's not ben nega lenega. Boak is a certain kind of, you know, albinism or whatever. Ella ben nige adam lenige batim lenige begadim. What is ben nega lenega? It means to distinguish between the different kinds of negaim that we have, which is human negaim, clothes, and houses. V'chulan tmeim. So chanam ben dam nida adam ziva v'chulan tmeim. So maybe dam adam ledam just means is this dam nida or dam ziva, but in either way it's tamei. There is no dam tahor according to that. So hi Mai, let's see if the two line up. We could make a distinction, meaning there is a disagreement about Nige Adam, the famous machlok within Rishu Arbanan with the story of Rabbi Bachanan Babinsia, then in Baharat Kodem Laseir Lavan, if the white spot comes before the white hair, means appears before the white hair, Tamei, in Seir Lavan Kodem Lavahara, Tahor, if it's the reverse, it's Tahor. Safek, if we're not sure what order it came in, it's Tamei, Rabbi Shua Omer Keha, which means Tahor. Shua disagrees. Fiamaraba Keha Vetahor. So Benigei Batim Ki Haplukta Rabbi Elazar Shimon Rabbanan, the famous Machloket Rabbi Elazar Shimon, which is why in Sanhedrin we said Nigei Batim never happened and never will happen. Lo Yavlo Nivra. Then Rabbi Elazar Shimon Omer Leolam In Abayit Tamei Ad Sheyira Ekishnei Grisin Al Shnei Avanim You have to have this splotch the size of two grisim, two beans, on two different stones of the house, b'shnei k'tolim, on two walls, b'keren zavit, in a corner, or kol k'shnei grisim, rochbo k'gris. It has to be two grisim tall and one gris wide. Now he has this very, very detailed piece, and Rabbanan disagree. They say we don't have such a demand. I don't know those of Shimon k'tiv kir, k'tiv kirot. It says it's on the wall, and it says it's on the walls. Ezu Kirshu Shneki wrote, what wall is there that's like two walls? Hamira's a Karen Zavit, that's a corner. Okay, so they disagree about that. And Nigeb Gadim Flukto Rabbiona Tamran Avtul Mus the Rabbanan. Another machloket about Nigeb Gadim. If you have a white splotch on a garment and then it spreads throughout the garment, or it's green or red, and it spreads, it's Tahor. How do I know that? Nemar Karachat Vigabacha Bibgadim. In the context of Nig'ei B'gadim, the terms Karachat and Gabachat, so sort of balding, is mentioned. And Amar Karachat and Gabachat Badam, the same thing is mentioned in the context of a person, on the head. Maralan Parach B'cholot Tahor, just like with a person, if the Nega spreads to his whole body, he's Tahor. Afkanam Parach B'cholot Tahor, same thing here. And the Rabbanan disagree. Which means, in the case of Nega'im, in each one of the categories of Nega'im, there is a famous Machloket. So Ben Nega L'Nega could mean, we have to see, do we paskin like Rabbi Shua or like Rabbanan? Do we paskin like Yerotim and Avtumus or like Rabbanan? Or like all those of Shimon and Rabbanan? Elahacha, idam tahor leika, my pligi. But if there is no such institution as dam tahor, then there's nothing to disagree about. That means there must be some dam tahor, that somebody must be lobbying, this is dam tahor, that's dam tahor, and therefore ben dam ladam. Now, so we've settled the idea that there exists dam tahor. So how do you know that these five are Tamei and the rest are Tahor? At the war that Edom, Yehuda, and Yisrael all fought against Moab in a very curious piece towards the beginning of Malachim Bet, there was a slaughter and they saw that the water coming from the Nachal was red like blood, which tells you that the definition of blood is red. So, Ema Adom Betulo. So maybe it's only red. How do you get these four other colors? Raval Makra Dameha Dameha. In the context of a Yoledet, it uses the word Dameha. And in the context of one of the Arayot, it also uses Dameha. Dameha is plural. Two plurals make four. Harekan Arba'a. Which means now there's a total of four. Ivaran Chamisha Tanan, but we have five. Rabchanina Shachor Adomu Ela Shalaka. So Rabchanina has a very famous adage about black blood. He says black blood is really red blood that oxidized or in some way, once it got out of the body, it turned black. Okay, so it's really only four colors. Tanimiach Shachor Kecheret, Amot Ken Tamei, Deha Afilu Kechachol Tahor. That the rule is Shachor, as we'll see in the next podcast, is like ink. If it's darker than that, it's Tamei. If it's lighter than that, even if it's blue, it's Tahor. V'shachor zel v'tchalato mashchir. It's not that it was originally black. Elek shenekar mashchir. It came out and then it turned black. Mashal adam makak shenekar mashchir. Just like a wound. When you have a wound, the scab is black because the blood has been out during through chemical evolution, if you will, interaction. It turns black. Okay, so we've established both the existence of Dam Tohar and the fact that there should be four colors, one of which has two shades, red and then black. Of course, how to define why these are the four, that's something else, which seems to be a Masorah. Now, Bet Shammai added Mimei Tiltan and the roasted meat water. Doesn't Bet Shammai accept the drasha of Dameha Dameha? So two possibilities. Maybe they don't. They do. Didn't Rav Chanina say that Shachor is really red that went bad? Same thing here. These are colors that were originally one of our original four and went bad. These are different shades. Hil Matarin. So I mentioned in the Mishnah that Beit Hillel, who disagreed with Beit Shammai, seemed to be just echoing the Tanakama. So Hainu Tanakama. Ika Benayum Litlot. In other words, that the Tanakama says there's five kinds of dam that are Tamei. Other ones are maybe a Safek. Beit Hillel says Tahor. And therefore, if it's these colors, it's not a question. If a woman who has this touches Truma, the Truma is totally good and not Tamei at all. Okay, Hayarok. What about green? Akim Mahalam and Tamei? With the same question that had been Shammai, doesn't he limit it to four? One possibility is he doesn't accept the drasha. And it's the same answer we gave for Beit Shammai. Maybe he doesn't accept the drasha, or if he does, maybe his green is also a permutation of another color. Okay, Chachamim Metaharin, and again, Chachamim Metaher against Chachamim Nahalel. So, Hayinu Tanakama, again, that's the same as Tanakama. And again, Ikabinai Litlot, the same answer, which is Chachamim say it's 100% Tahor, and there's no Safek, whereas Tanakama may have said that it was a Safek. Amar Rav Meir, Im Eino Matam Mishum Ketem, so Rav Meir then spoke up and said, if the green is not Matam Mishum Ketem, at least Matam Mishum Mashka. What did he mean? So take one, Amar Rav Yochanan, you're right, Rav Meir, L'shitat HaKavim Mahala, but he said that really green is Tameh. So he was arguing on behalf of Kamin Mahalal, who several generations before, and he said to the Rabbanan, you're going to hold the position that if you find a ketem that's green on her garments, you're not going to be metame her. So he says, mishum ketem not. But if she has dam yarok coming out of her body, she sees it or sees an abadika cloth and to tame, that at least you should grant. So, if that's what Rav Meir is arguing, then Yachim, Eino Matam Mishum Ketem, Matam Mishum Mashke, why would he say, if it's not Matam as a Ketem, let it be Matam as a Mashke, Mishum Roa Mibayalei, he should have said, it's Matam Mishum Roa, because she saw Adam. Ela Hakam Elohu, so take two. Maybe that's not what he meant, but, Nihid Eicha de Kachaz Yadam Yarok Mikar Alo Matamitu. Okay, if you, she sees Dam Yarok, you hold she's not Tameh. Eicha de Kachaz Yadam Adom, Bahada Kachaz Yadam Yarok Matameh, but if she first saw Dam Adom, meaning she had a regular flow, and then Dam Yarok, she should be Tmeah, meaning that this is also considered Dam Nida. So, Mida Dehavi Amashka Zava Zava, just like Azava and Azava. Azava and Azava, if a person spits, that spit is not Tame. But once a person is already Azava or Azava, their spit and other liquids that come from them are Tame. So, Rabbanan's disagreement would be Dumia Dirok. What kind of liquids is it that comes from somebody? It's like spit. Mayarok Shemita Gel Vyotse, it balls up and comes out. Of course, Shemita Gel Vyotse. And therefore, Afukad Mita Gel Vyotse, as opposed to this, which isn't Mita Gel, just flows out. So, Yachin Shabbat Kamen the Rabban and the Rameir. If that's the case, the Rabban's answer to Rameir, or Rabbi Yossi's answer to Rameir, as it were, was good. And why would Rameir even stick to his position? El Achim Alu, it must be that Rameir meant the following. Havi Kamashka Lachshurta Zraim. That if it's not Tameh as Dam Nida, at least let consider it a liquid, so Machshir Zraim, which means we're going to call it either Dam or Mayim. Those are the two choices. Rabbanan Boy Dam Chalalim Veleika. Rabbanan say no, the rule of Dam, that's Machshir for Zraim, is one of the seven liquids, has to be Dam Chalalim, meaning Dam of a dead person, not Dam that flows out of the body because of a natural period. So Yachi, and in this case, not even the right color. So Yachi Shapir Kamen Rabbanan the Rameir. If that's the case, again, the Rabbanan's answer was quite a solid rebuke, and there's no reason for Rameir to hold his position. And Rameir never would have said that. El Ahachi Kamen Lahu, this must be what it was. Alfu Abigzera Shava. Rameir says you should learn via Gzera Shava that green is also a valid piece. Ktiv Hacha Shlachayach Pardes Rimonim in Shir Hashirim. That which comes out of you is like a pardes, and that's the color is green. And in Eov, we hear a beautiful description of Hashem, who sends water out to all the places to irrigate. So Sholeach seems to be Mayim, so that means now we're claiming that this green liquid should at least be considered Mayim, Vachshir Tazraim. And Rabbanan say, Adam Dan Kavachom Yatzvah and Adam Dan Zerashav Yatzvah. A very difficult statement that has a lot of problems with it, but a person can indeed use rules of logic and inference on his own, but not a gzera shava, which for which you need a mesora. The difficulty with that is, of course, there's many, many disagreements about gzerot shavot, whether they apply, how they apply, and if they're all based on mesora, then where those machlokot come from, but we'll leave that for a different time. Okay, Rabbi Yossi's answer is lokach, lokach, so again, Hainu Tanakama, they have the same problem that now for the third time, we have a named Tana disagreeing with somebody, and supporting Tanakama is the same thing. So in this case, we don't say that there's a difference because Tanakama said that Yarok Chachom Metaharin about the green, and Rabbi Yossi also says Lokach v'Lokach. So Alek Amashvon on Tanakama, Rabbi Yossi, that tells you that author who said The green is nothing, is Rabbi Yossi. And now we say, why did the Mishnah mention it? To bring Geula al-Olam by giving proper credit to the author of that opinion, Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. Okay, the first piece of Mishnah Zion that we saw, and it was the only piece that we saw, was Ezehu Adom. We said, Kedama Makah. What's red? Red is like the blood of a wound. My Kedama Makah. What does that mean, the blood of a wound? Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, Kedam Shor Shachut. Like the blood of a slaughtered ox, the first spurts. V'leimah kadam shchita. Why didn't say kadam shchita? Yamar kadam shchita. If he said that of mena kechula shchita, I might think from any part of the shchita, kamash balan, meaning kadam hamakah ketchilat hakah shel sakin. It has to be like the first hit, as opposed to later when the blood changes to a different hue. Ulamar kadam tzipor chayal. Like the blood of a tzipor chayal. We'll see what that means. By the way, chayal afuki shachut, you mean as opposed to a dead bird that you're bleeding out? Maybe chaya means healthy. So teku, unclear. Zeiriyam Rav Chanina, third opinion. Kedam macholet shel rosh, like a head louse, that blood. If she killed a louse, and then she saw a ketem, she could say, the ketem comes from the louse. My love, the kule gufa, doesn't that mean a louse from any part of her body? Meaning that it's not dafka head lice. The answer is no. Derosha means that she killed a lice in her head. That's the exact color of dam. So therefore, of that dam, therefore she could explain the ketem that way. Amivar dina amar vavau. This is Amivar dina. We haven't heard much of quotes Rabbi Avau, who we've heard lots from. Kedam etzpak tana shel yad, very very tightly defined, like a wound on the small finger of the hand. Shenagfa, that got wounded, v'chaita, and healed, like scabbed, v'chazra v'nagfa, that got hit again. V'roshu ko adam, not a regular, every person, al shal b'chur shal nasa isha, an unmarried young man, v'ad kama ad ben esrim, till 20 years old. That's the particular shade of dam that's the red in our Mishnah. So meitave, look at the problem. Tolevi v'nao v'ala, if a woman sees a ketem, and her husband or her son had a wound, she could say that dam came from the wound. Ketamim are darabanan, so we have a lot of area there where we are tola and other things. So bishtam abiv namishkachad, I understand how it could be her son's wound. How could she have a husband who had dam, and it's the exact right color, and that was on the ketam, and she said, that's where the dam came from. We would assume that her husband has already had relations, and etc. Maybe they already got married, but they didn't yet consummate, and then she had this ketem, and he had a wound. Nachman Amar Kedam Hakazar. Nachman says it's like the blood of bloodletting. So Meitave, watch this challenge. Maasev Tala Reb Meir Bekilor. Reb Meir said that some woman had put on rouge, and some of that had slipped, and that was the explanation for the ketem. For Rebbe Tala Bisraf Shikma. And Rebbe said, that some woman had some sycamore sap near her, and that got on, that was the ketem. So my love, Adom, aren't these explanations for red, meaning red is not so narrowly defined. It's a wide range, and a lot of different things could be that red, and therefore, all these different things that were in the environment may have caused the ketem, and therefore it's not tmeah. No, Ashar Damim, it's talking about the other colors. Now, Maimar Zutra Varashi, we end with this interesting story. These three great Chachamim, of the seventh generation, Havayatvi kamei umana. They were sitting in front of a blood letter. Shakloi karna kamei to lamemar. So he took out the first tube of blood that he had let and showed it to Amemar. Chazei malehu edom non kihai. And Amemar took a look and said, Edom in our Mishnah, that's exactly that color. Shakloi achrit, he took out a second tube. It was a little darker, malehu ishtani. He said, that blood is not the same color. Am Ravashi kugon anad lo yadana bein hai lahai. Ravashi sitting there said, I can't tell the difference between the two of them. I should not be somebody who investigates dam. I'm invalidating myself from being a chacham who checks dam and answers these sort of questions. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We will complete our study of the second parak in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.